One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K.
Welcome to the Infinite Growth Conference. What's up, baby? Here we go. All right, I know doctors can be fun, so I'll try to elevate the energy a little bit. First, I want to thank Nestor for living his own event. Because you will never, ever overachieve your own self-image. You are only limited by two things: the meaning that you give your past, the defining moments, setbacks, failures, mistakes. You are only going to limit yourself by the meaning that you give your past or your self-image for your future. And so where I want to play today with you guys are what practices are we going to put in place each day, daily practice, the commitment every single day to do what's unnatural.
Unnatural.
You got it? Unnatural in the respect that people hate to do shit every single day. Just listen to the doctor. You got to be committed every single day, committed to the non-negotiables, whatever is important to you, not what's important to other people, not what's missing, not what's happened in the past, but what's important to you. That's what you want to be committed to every single day. And we have to understand time. That's why it's daily practices. I'm going to teach you in the 24 hours that you're given every single day of your life, the 24 hours that you're guaranteed every single day of your life, except for the last day, you'll be cheated. Minutes, seconds, hours, depending on how much God loves you, you'll be cheated. But every other day, you'll be given 24 hours and use it in your divine direction, identifying the divine detours and using divine time, infinite time, to reach your infinite potential. You got it. And so in the infinity, we have to understand both the man-made construct of time, what are we going to do today for 24 hours, and that divine time of where and what our potential is. And to do that, we have to start with dividing time in the activities that we put within the 24 hours of each day. What I suggest you do in your daily practices is make sure you start with the non-negotiable time that you're going to be spending on what's most important to you. And it's not very hard, because it actually is freeing in understanding the infinite nature that human nature is contrary to. It's counterintuitive, and like I said, it's against human nature to do shit every single day and like it. So what I want you to do is say to yourself, what's the number one non-negotiable in my life? For me, it's real simple. Sleep. Anybody here sleep every day? All right, so I'm working with the universe, because I know that I sleep every single day. So actually, it's one of the habits that's not against or counter to human nature. It's a necessity to human nature. In fact, one of the simple things that I do in order to create the non-negotiables in my life is I look at the four things that it in life that's necessary to stay alive, one of them is sleep, right? If you don't sleep, you're dead. Eventually, you will die. So I have a sleep coach. I've utilized a sleep coach for 17 years. I utilize an unwinding routine. But I go ahead and make it non-negotiable, my number one priority, that I am going to sleep every day for a minimum of 7 hours to do two things. To one, recover better than anyone. I used to want to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I represented the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, and Steve Young were all my clients. I wanted to be them. Now they want to be me. They want to be in the Hall of Fame asleep like me, because every single night I recover better than they do. So when I wake up in the morning, I don't have to roll a boulder to the top of the hill and have it roll down in the morning. I'm plateauing every day, a new baseline, a new objective, and growing infinitely every day because I unwind and sleep better than anyone. And I have to ask for help. I found a mentor to help me, someone that sits in a situation I want to be in and ask them for directions, the fastest way to get to where you want to be. So 7 hours of my 24 hours every single day that I'm guaranteed, except for the last day, I focus in on my sleep first. It goes right in my calendar. I'm going to start my unwinding routine at 9 p.m. because I want to wake up at 4 a.m. I want to wake up and be recovered. And two, I want to access information while I'm sleeping from a higher source, because I am a resource. That's right. I'm a repetitive source of what? The great source. Because I know it takes what? Wisdom and faith in order to shorten the distance of resistance that we create for our day each day. We create the resistance in our day. And it's wisdom and faith that will shorten that distance. And you need to have your non-negotiables. And if yours isn't sleep, that's fine. That's mine. So now I have what? 17 hours of my day left to do other daily practices. Sleep is a daily practice for me. Now, I know another thing about human beings. We hate doing the same things again and again. And in order to grow in an infinite pace, we have to be annoying to ourselves. Anybody here a parent, by the way? Because you'll recognize how annoying this is to ourselves, because this is what annoys the crap out of kids. In order to grow in an infinite pace, in an infinite direction, a trajectory, a divine direction, identifying divine detours in divine time, you have to be honest with yourself. Trust me, you do not want to be honest with your kids. They're not going to react well. But if you don't think your kids react well when you tell them the truth, you don't react well when you tell yourself the truth, because it hurts. The second thing that's annoying is you have to be repetitive. Right? How many times have you told your kids to put their shoes away? Repetitive. And you have to be honest. So in that context, what we can handle as human beings is about 3 to 4 hours of committed, consistent behavior. Shit that we'll promise to do every single day. You can handle about 3 to 4 hours. So you need to choose what's most important to you. For me, it's a minimum of an hour a day on my health. Because like the doctor said, if you are healthy, you get as many wishes as you want, no matter how old you are. And if you're not healthy, you'll wake up with only one wish. That's right. Ask Steve Jobs. He woke up one morning, he thought he had everything in the world, and all he had was one wish. One of the great innovators of entrepreneurship, one of the greatest intelligent imaginators of all time, woke up in the morning with no imagination. All he had was one prayer. Please heal me. So an hour of the 3 to 4 hours of non-negotiable behavior for me is to spend a minimum, that doesn't mean maximum, minimum of an hour a day on my health. Cardio, nutrition, meditation, balance, strength, all of the different areas balanced each day according to the circumstances of today. But a minimum non-negotiable an hour. Then what? My family. I spend a minimum of 30 minutes a day minimum with my wife, a minimum of 30 minutes a day with my 14-year-old son, and a minimum of 2 minutes each with my three daughters, 25, 23, and 20. I asked for 5 minutes, they gave me two. But here's the power of commitment to consistent time and attention and intention. 2 minutes a day with my daughters, are worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. You see, time is an energy just like money. And when we're committed to be consistent, we get three characteristics of energy. One, it attracts more of it. Two, it accelerates it. And three, it compounds exponentially the outcome. So spending 2 minutes a day paying attention and giving intention to the coincidences that we want results in an exponential outcome. We won't know or understand the outcome anyway. It's just a divine detour to somewhere better. Every outcome in my life, whether I perceived it to be good, like when I was worth over $100 million married to my dream girl in my dream house with my dream wife, or when I lost it all and had to tell my mom that I lost her house, which was the only reason I wanted to be rich. The only reason, both of those circumstances, although you could put a judgment or condition at the time that it happens as good or bad, they were both divine detours to put me into a place, a better position, a better situation in divine time. But in order to take advantage of divine direction, divine detour, and divine time, you got to practice this shit. And the first step of practicing this shit is to know your non-negotiables. Next, finance. A minimum of time every day on finance. Faith. A minimum of time every day praying, researching, having faith. Because I will tell you, no matter what religion you are, what spirituality you believe in, what theories you subscribe to, or what philosophies that you have figured out, there's only one thing I think that's necessary when it comes to your faith. Do you believe that there is something bigger than you that loves you, protects you, and promotes you more than your mom? Do you believe it to your core? And if you don't believe it, how many minutes or moments are you spending outside of your faith? Because it is only wisdom and faith that will shorten the distance of resistance and allow you to realize that I never will understand or know the infinite. I won't understand infinite time. I won't understand infinite growth. And I won't understand the outcomes that occur today of how that could actually be divine in its nature. How can it be a divine direction, a divine detour in divine time? How could this shitty mother thing actually be divine? I'll tell you how. You seek the wisdom of your past, the wisdom of your future, and faith that you're being protected, promoted, and loved. You just don't know or understand how. It's just a matter of time. And so as we take these non-negotiables, which means you're committed every day, no matter what, to spend a minimum of amount of time in the mathematical equation of the divine, I'll repeat that, you are committed every day to lead a life in the mathematical equation of the divine that says, what I pay attention to every single day, what I give my intention to every single day, what I do, what I say, what I think, what I feel, what I believe in the divine direction of where I want to be or better will equal the coincidences of my life, the coinciding of my wisdom and faith into something bigger and better. Because you're protected, promoted, and loved at all times, whether or not you realize it or anybody else thinks it. They will laugh at you, they will scoff at you, they will make fun of you, and then they will applaud you. Because it's divine. There's a million cases and stories and histories that will prove this to you, not just in entrepreneurship, not just in politics, not just in religion, but with the mothers and the first responders and our U.S. veterans. There is a million different stories out there of divine direction, divine detours in divine time, making you in every situation, circumstances better. So you got to know those non-negotiables every day. And so now, 7 hours of sleep, 3 hours of awake time, being intentional, paying attention, giving intention to the coincidences you want. Leaves about 14 hours every day to do whatever you want to do. Now, what's interesting about the other 14 hours of what I call variant behavior, you don't know. It's just a box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get today. It's a variant behavior. Without the 14 hours of variant behavior, it would be a physical impossibility, a human impossibility to be committed to do shit every day. So don't discount or devalue the variant behavior of shit happening to you that you didn't plan or you think is just a waste of your effing time. It is that stuff. It's watching TikTok for a little while. It's eating a little bit of dessert. It's going off and just dreaming somewhere and doing nothing. It's wasting time. It's also maybe taking a nap, or it could be studying really hard for a test, or being 16 hours of the 17 hours left in the day on a project that you think is going to make you a lot of money. It doesn't matter. It's that variant behavior that's going to allow you to do the committed, consistent behavior. The committed, consistent behavior will give you 90% of your results. The variant behavior will give you 10, but you won't be able to be committed without the variant behavior. So let me give you the pragmatic practices, 5 of them. And now, if anyone's like me, and you leave here and go, what were those 5 things? I will email them to you, right? I have a rule about speaking from being a student so long, and I get a reminder every single month about how I deal with the amount of millions of dollars that I've spent getting taught at these seminars with my mentors at undergrad, law school, business school. I have a $1,200 bill, because I live here in California, for a storage unit that is filled with banker's boxes of notes. Because I wrote down every mother thing that my teachers, professors, philosophers, I wrote down everything. What a waste of time. I can't even access it. I have a rule about this. One, if somebody offers this to you, just get it later, and then only write down what resonates with you. That's God talking through you. It's making you a resource. It may not make any sense to anyone else, especially if it's coming from me. It may not make any sense to anyone but you, but if it makes sense to you, write it down. Figure out a way you can go ahead and access that. Because sooner or later in divine time, whatever I said that resonates with you will make a difference in your life. And it may not make sense, but I promise you, there's a reason that certain things that people say resonate with you. Write that down. That's valuable. So what are these 5 daily practices? Number 1, every day after we go our non-negotiable way, know what is important to you according to what's happening today, the actual circumstances, interest rates, weather, flat tires, in-laws, illness, whatever it may be. Ask yourself each day, keep it separate, knowing you're in divine direction and divine time with divine detours that will come up, but ask yourself, what's important to me today? Personally, what's important to me? Experientially, what's important to me? Giving wise, what's important to me? Receiving wise, what's important to me? According to the actual circumstances, the man-made constructs, the pragmatic world that is defined by 365 days, 24 hours, and a lifetime that's guaranteed of 24 hours a day, except for the last day of your life. What is important to me today? According to what's actually happening today, then go backwards and look for the lessons that you've learned from the past. The defining moments, circumstances, shortages, voids, obstacles, successes, historical relevances. Go ahead and align the lessons from the past with where you want to be in the future or better. That's infinite. If you're not saying or more or better, people say, oh, Dave Meltzer wants to empower 1 billion people in his life. No, I don't. Stop limiting me. I want to empower over 1 billion people. I want or better in everything that I say, because I know I'm limited by my self-image, and I will never fathom the scope, size, and scale of the infinite, the abundant, the omniscient, and all-powerful that I'm a resource of. I'm a resource of that, and I'm going to allow that to come through me for others as a resource of my source, my God, Jesus, Buddha, Muhammad, Joseph Smith, whatever inspires you that's bigger than you and loves you more than your mom. Know what you want according to the circumstances of today, defining moments of the past, in the divine direction, expecting the divine detours, in divine time for your future or better. 2nd daily practice. After you know what you want, you've created a mathematical advantage in your life. You see, most people, excuse the illustration before lunch, but most people live their lives like tubes in a world of nothingness. Food in, food out. That's their whole effing life. A world of nothingness. The minute you know what you want today, you have a possibility, a mathematical advantage over most of the living human beings on earth that live in nothingness, rolling boulders to the top of the hill just to have it roll down by the end of the night. And when they wake up, they start over again, like tubes. But if you want to take the possibility now and make it a probability, let me tell you the secret. Practice number two, know your who. There's only two ways to get to where you want or better, and it's either find someone that's already there to give you directions or help someone get to where they want to be or better and give them directions. Know your who, defined by each day, who can I help and who can help me? My prayer in the morning to God is very simple. God, may you put at least 10 people in front of me that I can help today, and can you put at least 10 people that can help me? I'm trying to build a neighborhood, a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And why is that important as entrepreneurs and business people? It's really simple, because what I've learned about that type of neighborhood, that type of frequency, that type of vibration, is if you have a whole bunch of people that are abundant, believe in a world of more than enough of everything for everyone, that are here to help one another and know people that can help each other, they will buy from each other and sell for each other for life. And I promise you, there's no business alive that will fail if you have a community of people that are buying from each other and selling for each other. And that's not just money. That's every other type of support that you need. So when you know your who you can help and who can help you, your possibility becomes a probability. Another mathematical advantage, another statistical success of each day in the divine direction of where you want to be, preparing for divine detours and understanding divine time. The third daily practice, know your how. And this is where we have to reconcile our infinite wants, our infinite beliefs, our divine faith and wisdom with man-made constructive time. So what I do to know my how is I study my calendar that hosts an illustration of the 24 hours that I've just been gifted, guaranteed, of today. So I go ahead and study and say, well, how am I going to get what's important to me done? Here's my sleep from 9 to 4, my unwinding routine. Here's the 3 to 4 hours of other non-negotiable for my family, my finance, my relativity, my study of time, my faith. Those are all in there. They don't all have to be all blocked together. They can be 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here, three different times. Now I study all the empty space in my calendar. See, empty space is me. Empty spaces for me in my calendar is like having a guaranteed VIP spot on a Saturday at noon at Costco. Imagine how much time you would save if every time you went to Costco at noon on Saturday, there was a VIP spot right in the front where they're selling that car that's parked right there. It's just right next to that car. You get to park your car, run in and run out. That's what those empty spaces are for you. But most people aren't intentional about the activity they don't have planned because they're not preparing for the divine detours. I'm preparing for my divine detours and allowing divine time in order to utilize and execute on the divine. So I schedule the non-negotiables, then I schedule activities I have planned, and then I leave space and intentionally study where is the spaces for when God laughs at me, because I know that if I come up with a well-developed plan each day, God's going to laugh at me, guaranteed. Oh, you think you're in control. You talk about faith, but you're a hypocrite, aren't you? No, sir. I've left parking places all over my 24 hours that you gifted me and guaranteed me. This is out of faith right here. All the activity I don't have planned is the divine detours that are going to take me to where I want to be or better. And I have so much faith that you're protecting, promoting, and loving me that I'm going to actually plan for you to protect, promote, and love me. So when I have a flat tire, the deal doesn't go through, I lose my wallet, the plane is canceled, and the list goes on and on and on and on for me every single day. In other words, when I get kicked in the face an average of 8 times a day, I'm okay because I got a parking place for it. And now it just leads me into the world of perspective. You see, accountability isn't just being responsible for what's happening in your life. It's not just saying, oh, well, I've attracted this into my life. It's actually asking myself an intention, what am I doing to participate in the perception that I'm not in control, which actually counterintuitively gives me control. By making a parking place, making a plan, preparing for the divine detours in my life, not just the divine direction, not just infinite time, but utilizing the man-made constructive time in order to live in the infinite divine time, allowing things to happen. So many people get confused on surrendering. Surrendering is a very ferocious behavior. That's why I came up with the brand, the Ferocious Buddha. Because people can't reconcile man-made time with infinite time, man-made growth with infinite growth. But if you use your calendar to know your how, your probabilities will become your perspective. And I promise you one thing, you give meaning to everything you see. And there's the fourth daily practice, which makes your perspective your reality. What is that? It's the antidote. Sorry, Doc. I have the antidote to the two things that put most people at dis-ease. Because we're born at ease. We live at ease. I am at ease. What am I doing to interfere with it? What am I doing exercise-wise, nutrition-wise? What am I doing emotionally, relationship-wise, business-wise? What am I doing to interfere with it? So the antidote to procrastination and feeling overwhelmed, the two diseases that stop you from the divine direction in the divine time, utilizing the divine detours of where you want to be, the antidote to that is simple. It's prioritization. Because 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do next get done. Imagine not procrastinating or feeling overwhelmed. I have more options, opportunities, and touches of favor than I've ever dreamed of. And instead of feeling overwhelmed, which I used to feel, I just say thank you. Think how amazing it is. I have so many opportunities, options, and touches of favor. I am so blessed. I live in a world of more than enough. And now I'm going to get in my own way because I don't know how to prioritize what's important to me with my negotiables and non-negotiables because I don't understand how to use time. I haven't taken the time to align my divine direction, understanding the divine detours that are on their way in divine time to allow me to live in the infinite, not just live in the pragmatic. Prioritize your now. And when those divine detours come and we have the parking places waiting there in your calendar for it, now you just reprioritize. You don't waste time creating more interference with what's going on.
One of the biggest lessons I've learned in my journey as an entrepreneur is the importance of streamlining processes. Early on, I faced a lot of challenges managing the various aspects of my businesses, especially when it came to logistics. I was concerned that things wouldn't get done right, and it was taking up too much of my time. But once I found the right tools and systems, it allowed me to focus on what really matters, providing value and growing my business. That's why I want to share something with you today that can have the same impact on your business, especially if you're in e-commerce. We all know that shipping can be a major time suck and drain on our resources. That's where ShipStation comes in. ShipStation is a multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with whatever platform you're selling on. It's designed to streamline your shipping process so you can focus on scaling your business, even if you're out of the office or on a well-deserved vacation. I've been using ShipStation and can honestly say it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage everything from one simple dashboard has not only saved me time, but also significantly reduced costs. It's tools like these that have helped me scale my businesses faster than I ever imagined. And the best part? Over 130,000 companies have experienced similar growth with ShipStation, and 98% of those who use it for more than a year stick with it for life. So if you're looking to work less and ship more, ShipStation is the tool you need to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities. Head over to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK, B-O-O-K.
You live in nothingness. You are a tube Most people live their lives like tubes, food in, food out. If you know your what, it'll make it a possibility. If you know your who you can help and who can help you, it'll be a probability. If you know your how and utilize man-made constructive time in the divine, you then will have a perspective. You're allowed to give meaning to everything that you see, and your perspective will be the participation that allows it to become what when you prioritize your reality. So that just leaves one more practice. Apply your why. I used to say know your why, but then I started realizing the shortening of the distance of resistance is created from wisdom and faith, and that faith of being at ease and identifying what puts us at dis-ease. And when I started defining myself as I am a resource of the source, of an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, an infinite, abundant, unified system that protects me, promotes me, and loves me at all times. I used to live my life. I want more happiness, more health, more wealth, and more worthiness. But within the context of applying my why as a resource, I am. When you know your what, your who, and your how, and your now, just say, I am. I am that resource. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? And so to apply our why, the fifth daily practice is not to identify fear. You see, I used to think, shit, I'll go to therapy. I'm so fucked up. I got to figure out what I'm afraid of. I live my life in scarcity and fear. I'm projecting my insecurities on all the people that I love the most. This is horrible. What am I afraid of? Oh, God. And I'm wasting all this time and money on trying to figure out fear when I start realizing, man, I've had millions of lifetimes. I got womb trauma. I got infant trauma, toddler trauma. I got preteen and teen and tween trauma. Then I got 20s trauma, 30s traumas. 40s traumas, now I'm fucking 56, I got 50s traumas. Are you kidding me? I don't want to live my life trying to figure out what I'm afraid of. So I figured out, how can I apply my why? Well, there's an instant and obvious way, because God has given us protection of fear. And the protection of fear is called the ego. It edges God out of your life, goodness out of your life, gold out of your life, growth out of your life. But what the ego does helps us, because it reacts to fear. And what makes the reaction to fear so efficient in the five daily practices to be in the divine direction and divine time, to understand divine detours, what makes it so interesting is that it's instant and obvious, regardless of your past. Your reaction to fear is instant and obvious. So in other words, when someone cuts you off and you get pissed off, which is a projection of fear, a reaction to fear, you know it immediately. You don't got to go to therapy. You don't got to go through years and years of past life regression to figure out what the fuck happened to you and what trauma is hurting you, allowing you to get in your own way. No, you're pissed off, or you're worried, or you're resentful, or you're guilty, or you're separate, or you're inferior, or you're superior. Whatever it is that's interfering with I am, the resource of something bigger than me that loves me and protects me and promotes me more than my mom. So what do we do when we start looking for the clues and the patterns of how we react to fear, which is instant and obvious and easy to know? And believe me, if you don't know when you're reacting to fear, there'll be plenty of people around you to tell you if you're that stupid. They'll say, like, hey, what's the matter? You seem pissed off. Why do you have a need to be right? Why do you have a need to be offended? Why are you such an a-hole? Huh. I'm reacting to fear, right? So what do we do? Well, I'll tell you, most people try to resist it, go over it, under it, through it, around it. They try to lie to it, cheat it, manipulate it, deny it. You don't have to do all that. When you react to fear, the ferocious part of being a Buddha is to stop. Just simply stop. Breathe through your nose, out through your mouth. Remind, remember, and recollect that you are a resource of the great source. Drop down to center, to ease. And then roll into the divine. The divine direction, understanding the divine detour in divine time, to get me to where I want to be or better today. By understanding the circumstances of today, the meaning of the past, and my divine direction in the future or better. When you're on fire, your mind, your body, your soul is on fire. When you're on fire, we all know, just stop, drop, and roll. I promise you, if you know your negotiables and non-negotiables, if you want to get out of the world of nothingness, then know your what, it'll be a possibility. Know your who, it'll be a probability. Know your how, it will be your perspective. Know your now, it will become your reality, and apply your why, and you will live in spirit, inspired, living in a world of more than enough of everything, where you give more, you're given more, you are receiving more, and you're asking more than more, so you can give more than more, receive more than more, to ask for more than more than more. You see where I'm going to end up when I'm 80? I'm not living that zero-sum game anymore. There is no trading and negotiation, my wisdom and my faith. I am in a divine direction, in divine time, utilizing divine detours to get me to where I want to be or better, and so can you. I promise you, if you use these five daily practices, you will live in abundance. You will make a lot of money. You will help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. And if you do that, you'll be assisting me on my mission to empower others to do the same. God bless you all.